Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And we're so grateful for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time. And I'm grateful and prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration to be ever more motivated to step into the light of the truth of the all that you are and all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am so grateful to remind us of how absolutely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And to remind you to be that thoughtful, that mindful, that appreciative of that which nobody else can give you, and that we are the gifts. And we are not here to be in a place and space where we're suffering, that we are depressed and oppressed and suppressed and violated and inebriated, intoxicated, and all of that. That is not the way of God. And because God is all there is as the divinity of existence itself, then we each have to remember who we are, whose we are, where we are, why we are, and to be present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, completely immersed in the reality of its presence as all there is as existence itself. We have been divided under the frequencies of religions and God worship and socioeconomics and class and race and religion and sex and nation and gender and all of that. And I'm the one to remind us that we each are these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And that means the truth of our identity as personification of the entity that we refer to as God. We're in an our moment that requires us to really be in a place and space where it matters to us. To be restored in the light of the truth of the ones that we are. To be in a place and space where we are always mindful, always conscious, conscientious, caring, and looking at that which is all there is as the sky, as the clouds, as the rotation of the earth, as the sun, as the rain, as the rainbows, and to realize that you are not going to create anything greater than that which already is. You're not going to create anything greater than that which the Creator has already created. These ones have taken pride in being able to ruin every freaking thing for everybody, and I'm saying that we will be in a much better place when those who have no care come to a point and place where they begin to care, to realize that no matter where you are within the spectrum of conscientiousness and care and love and whatnot, that there's always more, there's always a greater place, there's always a deeper level, there's always an opportunity to be righted and corrected if you care. But if you don't care, you may miss yourself. If you don't care, then you may miss this opportunity to rejoice in the fullness of the blessedness of your being. If you don't care to really honor that which you have been gifted as your body, your heart, your mind, your spirit, and the perfect functioning of every atom and every cell of your being, then you're liable to miss out on the truth of yourself. And so I am thankful, grateful, appreciative for every opportunity I have to remind us that there is a call that has been issued from the exalted realms for our remembering, our being remembered within the integrity of the family of the cosmic, that we are not literally in America. We are in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are in the divinity of existence itself with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. I'm just reminding us of the absolute reality because we were told to know the truth. And I'm saying that when you have a wholehearted desire for absolute truth, there's no way to keep you from it except you are rebelling and rebuking and not paying attention and then not making the changes that need to be made as a result of you hearing the truth. the truth that you're perfectly and divinely designed, the truth that the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, alcohol, tobacco, cigarettes, white sugar, refined white sugars, and all of this stuff does not belong in your body, because your body is a temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God goddess that allows you to function as absolute and supreme intelligence wherever you are, to be supremely intelligent, to really have an understanding and an understanding of the oneness of being directly. But all of those things are intended to defile the blood. And so our oppression is not just about political choices and legislation and the agendas of the billionaires or the agendas of the other ones. Our oppression is by virtue of what we are putting down our throats on a daily basis and what we were fed as kids, as hot dogs and hamburgers and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and the eggs and the cheese and all of these things that have created all of this blockage and obstruction of our neurological, our nerve force. We're in a place and space where we can correct ourselves at this point, and I'm encouraging us to care to do that. I'm encouraging us to realize that all disease is as a result of either not knowing the truth, not caring to know the truth, not correcting by virtue of having the truth, and having been misled by a system of oppression. But there is no way that you should be on any kind of pharmaceuticals for 10, 12, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, except you never accepted that you could be healed. And you never accepted that which was going to facilitate the healing, which is the cleansing, the purification, the renewal of every fiber of your being. We're perfectly and divinely designed to regenerate. We're perfectly and divinely designed to be clear, clean vessels for the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, the sensibility. We are here to exalt a full effort in our living. I can tell you forthrightly that nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence or has been issued by any other intelligence to be here on the planet and do anything other than exalt life, perpetuate life, and rejoice in the blessedness of being an integral part of something that is so absolutely phenomenal, so absolutely divine, so absolutely miraculous, this thing we call life. We take it for granted. And I'm saying, stop taking this for granted. Stop taking yourself for granted. We have been told certain things all of our lives. We've heard, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, which is the law, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. If we had seen what that looks like, if we were taught that, if we were educated with that in mind, then we would not have this explosion, this pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, because everybody would know that it is the right thing to exalt life and to nourish and nurture other ones. Who in the hell decided that they should be killing everybody, undermining everybody, producing that which has absolutely no nutritive substance whatsoever, and then market it and create advertising and jingles and whatnot so that children will crave it and want it, and then the parents would give it to them, and then they create little addicts. Can't be still, can't do what they told to do, temper tantrums all in the aisles and whatnot. I'm just saying, whose brainchild is that? And that is the evidence of a distorted mind. That is the evidence of having the defilement of that garbage in the bloodstream. So this is how we have to really become to realize how perfectly and divinely we are, is that the spirit is actually charged upon the blood. And when the blood is defiled, it will corrupt and defile the spirit and the thought and the choices and the progression. And so therefore, that which is purpose in existence in ensuring the progression of our lineages, we're no longer doing that. We are ensuring the digression of the lineage. We are participating with our own demise and our own genocide. And I'm saying we can stop this. You understand? So these ones, they get all in a tizzy because of these things that these ones have said. And so they want to create a blackout and say, well, don't buy this and don't shop here and don't do this on this particular day. But I've been saying, stop supporting the corporate deities of death. Boycott the death industries. If you're going to boycott anything, boycott the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the sugar, and all of that stuff that has you in a place where you become cash cows and multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease. Do that 365 days a year times 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. You understand? Pull the rug out from all of these ones who have made you laughing stocks as cash cows in their system of oppression. It's not about these three major distributors of goods. It's about what you do on a daily basis. Let's get real about where the change has to happen, because you cannot appeal to a government that has been fully participatory in your own oppression by systemic oppression and feeding you garbage from the time you came out of the womb. You can't appeal to these ones to do anything correct when you see that they are in the progression of their errors and they enjoy being out of alignment. They think that that is their right and that is their will to oppress and suppress. But this is the epitome of stupidity. Stupidity to think that you can undermine everybody, but then you can be a prosperous nation. All right. You can undermine everybody so everybody's dysfunctioning, but then you depend upon the body of your populace for jobs. You understand? So all of your corporations, all of your death industries, everybody has to have employees, but then all of your employees are feeding off of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, all of this, and creating all kinds of sickness. How can you be prosperous with a whole populace of people who are sick and diseased, and then you have them working for you? So now you got to pay more money out for insurance, more money out for sick days, more money out. You understand? I'm just saying, it doesn't make any sense. It does not add up. That when you really care to prosper, then you really have to care to exalt life and to perpetuate life and to nourish life. When you really care to prosper, because really there is no greater prosperity than life itself. There's no greater gift than life itself. And so those of us who have and take odds with the way that the system is and all of these ones, and I'm just saying, look at what you do on a daily basis. Look at where your body is. Look at what you have been participating with. Look at your medicine cabinet. Look at the drugs that you're taking. Look at what you're feeding your children. Look at what you're doing, because when it comes down to where we are right now, your choice on a daily basis to honor your life is where we get the wellspring of right action that facilitates a boycott of the death industry. See, if you're going to boycott anything, boycott death. You understand? See, those ones who you want to boycott because of whatever this one says, you know, they still sell good things. You understand? They still provide good services. They still have goods that are not going to be detrimental to us. They still hire people who are good family members and good ones. And so, you know, if we are going to boycott any of it, yes, somebody is going to pay the price of it, because somebody has to stop working or somebody will lose their job because there's no more of a desire for these products. And so those who are the perpetuators of death, yes, let them stop working for a time. You understand? Let those businesses close down. But it affects everybody who works for them. So that while you're working, then invest in regenerating your life currency. Invest in your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration while you have the income, so that you can come into a greater thought, so that you can be realigned with the truths of existence. And you were told to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, the right alignment with the will of God, the right alignment with the purposes in being, the right alignment in accepting duty, obligation, and responsibility for knowing how to honor yourself. And all else would be added unto us. We're going back to what we've heard all of our lives. It's not about being Christian. It's not about being Muslim. It's about being. It's about that which facilitates our harmonization with the laws that govern our being and the laws that govern our full participation in optimum cellular functioning and exalted thought that allows for an exalted walk that puts us in a place where we are harmonious with the will of existence and fully participating with the intelligence of existence in the continuation and the exaltation and the progression of our lineages. And see, you may have to listen to the archives over and over again, because I know that I'm speaking kind of fast and you got to be sharp to really keep up with me. But that's what I'm talking about, is sharpening us sharpening us so that we are able to take in the light of supreme intelligence and let us make this make sense, because what they got going on don't make no sense at all. Even if it makes money, it is senseless. You understand? It is senseless to be undermining people and think that, okay, well, we have all of these factions that are participating in the oppression of humanity, and then they're going to implement AI to substitute for what people can do. And I say, okay, well, bring them in, and now people can get reoriented for the purpose of being and not just being here to be slaves in capitalism, to be slaves at all, to be slaves to their own appetites and desires that have been propagated by advertising and a commercial interest for profit. We are in a now moment where it is our opportunity to really raise completely up and walk in our own authenticity, to be reminded of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all being, and to participate in the liberation of all orders of existence. Because this is beyond just Pan-Africanism. It is all nations and races realizing that nobody is here to undermine anyone. And those ones who are continually perpetuating warfare against other ones will soon create a karmic debt that they cannot come away from, which will end in their tragic dates with fate and block the continuation of their own lineages. Because that which we do unto others shall be done unto us. So nobody's exempt from the law. You cannot break the law. The law is in full effect, and your progression of error in thinking that you can be in violation of the law and prosper is going to blow up in your freaking face, so that you are going to create so much devastation for yourself and for those who participate with you that you cannot even begin to see it. But as one who knows, one who has knocked, one who has sought, one who's applied ourselves, see, this is why we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. So the truth allows us to live our lives without fear, but live our lives going deeper within our own commitments for the exaltation of absolute light, love, wisdom, and truth is the reality of our lives, so that we are under the auspices of our Creator. We are literally wrapped in its ever-embracing arms, and we stand triumphant and victorious over all situations, circumstances, and conditions, because we are firmly rooted, firmly grounded, firmly founded in the soils of absolute truth. And to know that this time is our time to really make commitments on behalf of our families, on behalf of those through whom we've come, on behalf of those who are with us, on behalf of those that we didn't allow to come, so that we are an honor and a glory unto the lineages through whom we've come. See, when we have commitments that are greater than just ourselves, when we will make commitments towards the greatness of ourselves, so that we are able to serve the greater good and to have a greater impact on the greatest number with the least amount of strain and stress upon our own lives. You understand? This is how to work in light, because the light allows you to be able to make the greatest progression on behalf of the greatest number in the least amount of time. So we call upon the light to triumph as the reality of our lives. We call upon the light so that we are able to see and make correction in our lives. We call upon the light that will always be triumphant. The light that allows us to see the error. The light that allows us to see the will of existence. The light that allows us to be able to make right references and inferences in relationship to that which we see and that which we are being impacted and affected by, and coming to a point in place where we are no longer participating in our own demise. And so it requires a full effort in our living, and the realization that all intelligences exalt a full effort in their living. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They know their food. They excrete their waste. They know their kind. They perpetuate themselves, and they will respond when they sense that their lives are being threatened. That's all intelligences, except for the ones that you all eat every day. The fish that is being caught, the fish that is being raised in concrete vats, they're not able to get away. They're not able to fight for their lives. I mean, they are stressed from the entire time that they're breeded, and then they're in overcrowded conditions in vats full of waste. And then the chicken that you're eating, is one of the most violated creatures on the planet. The beaks being burned, the fluoride, chlorine dips that they have to have because of all of the infections, the amount of antibiotics that is pressed in their food, the male chicks that are smothered and then ground up and then fed to the chickens and whatnot. You understand? I'm just saying is that all of the animals that are being raised for human consumption are no longer able to function as intelligences of existence. They do not know their food. They are excreting waste. They know their kind, but they're not able to perpetuate themselves naturally. And they're being poisoned every day. And they live in filth, and they live in squalor, and they live in conditions that were so worse than anything that we've experienced from any of the slave trades, any of the just the bastardization of people by a sick mentality of people against other ones. But you're eating these animals, and their pain, their frustration, their anguish, their angst is now being charged upon your blood, and you're not able to really separate their pain from yours. You're not really able to separate their depression from yours. You are now having issues with bipolarism and schizophrenia and other mental issues by virtue of what is contaminating your bloodstream. And so I'm reminding us that we are perfectly and divinely designed, and as water-based beings that require oxygenation as the animating, maintaining, and sustaining force of our lives, then 80% of what we should be consuming is of water-based. And they say, oh, well, we're plant-based. And I'm saying, well, it could be made in a plant. I'm saying we're water-based beings. We need to get our minerals from that which is water. And knowing that water is the intelligence of existence, water is programmable, water is taking in and radiating your thoughts, your fear, your whatever. But when your body is now 80% mucus, 80% chemical, 80% acidity, the waters of your cells are marginalized and minimized so that you cannot really program well. And that's why we were told through fasting and prayer, the desires of your heart will be granted unto you. The fasting is elimination of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of that to allow the body to begin to cleanse. And then you're hydrating, you're flushing, you're eliminating, you are losing waste, and your consciousness is opening up as your blood is being cleansed, and you are literally in your prayer, your praise, your gratitude, thanksgiving, because you are feeling better than ever before. And you're coming off of those medications, you're coming off of those psych meds, you're coming off of all of that because you are now receiving what you have always required in terms of mineral, in terms of hydration, in terms of oxygenation, in terms of water, in terms of fiber moving through your system, and the cleansing and opening up the channels of elimination. Our liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And as we become ever more intensely intentional in terms of our commitment to life, everybody has it. Everybody's not committed to it. If everybody were committed to life, and everybody were committed to the source of their lives, and everybody's committed to that which is beating their hearts and breathing them, and to the laws that govern life, then none of this other stuff could be going on. So the commitment to money and the commitment to jobs and the commitment to other people that do not beat your heart and breathe you, those are the things that we have to kind of put on the back burner so that we get real clear about what is the requisite in order for us to really reverse these issues, in order for us to no longer be cash cows in a system of oppression, in order for us to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we are truly serving life and we are truly doing that which is ours to do in nourishing and nurturing and strengthening and uplifting and appreciating and appreciating, loving. And it's all love when it comes down to really harmonizing with the will of existence. It's all love in terms of the fulfillment of the law and the recognition that life is the gift and everybody's in it and everybody's blessed. And we do not have to beat each other up to take our lives, because you can't take somebody's life and have more for yourself. The law of prosperity, the law of reciprocity, you understand, sometimes you get so much, but you give so little. You understand, you've been given so much, but you're getting and giving so little. But you're spending your life currency. You understand, you're wasting your life currency. And in order for us to really regroup, then we have to conserve our life energy, but create the higher frequencies and the expansion, the magnetization, the magnification of our life currency, the increase of the wealth of ourselves. So in order for us to be a restored and liberated people, we have to liberate the cells. We have to cleanse. We have to renew, rebirth, regenerate, rejuvenate. And we have to remember the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of life, and support all beings to have the right to their living. It's not rocket science, but life itself is art and it is science. And you cannot be a detriment to yourself or any and everybody else and then think that you can truly prosper when the prosperity comes as a result of being in harmony and alignment with the will of existence, the presence of the absolute, and consciously caring to develop and cultivate the truth of yourself as an inherent part of it, with duty, obligation, and responsibility to the lineages, those to whom you've come, those who are with you, those who will come after. This is the mark of real manhood and womanhood, the exaltation of the divine masculine and divine feminine. This is what the mergers of the lineages should be representing, the marriages. But the genocide is intended to make sure that we do not have the mental capacity, the emotional maturity to even cultivate, maintain, and sustain happy marriages. And we can see the evidence of so many marriages that are loving each other to death, but that's not the will of God. That's what we got as a result of being in a death culture, where we find comfort with each other in making each other miserable, and then we are too fearful to release and let go, to accept even greater. But I'm saying, don't be scared to do what's right. Don't be scared to release and let go of all of that that does not serve you. Be in a place and space now particularly, where you're willing to dream, where you're willing to see yourself in the integrity of the truth of yourself, whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, completely healed, doing that which is truly yours to do, honoring the gift, honoring the blessing, and being a blessing everywhere that you show up, coming to a point and place where you have absolutely nothing impeding, inhibiting your progression. Because you are so intensely intentional in walking in the greatness of who you are that nobody can stop you. And to be in a place and space where you're knocking, you're seeking, you're really caring to be all of what and all of who you were born to be as a living presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence is what we're aspiring towards. And when we share that aspiration and we acknowledge the divinity of ourselves, then we get a chance to really be fully participatory as the evidence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. This is a time for you to really get clear about what you want. Pay attention and listen to your intuitive self. And if you can't get there, then that's why you should take time to really eat less, hydrate more, be in a place and space where you are caring to be a more perfect channel, a cleaner vessel for the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, sensibility, and the ability to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greater good. And that's wisdom. And so I'm grateful for all of you who take time to listen, for your tuning in, praying that you are turning up and listening, but applying. And it's disheartening to know that there are so many ones who have been listening for so long and yet you've not committed the way you should. you're not doing the daily cleansing. You're eating vegan, vegetarian, but you are not really understanding the severity of the issues, the sense of urgency that there is in our being called to rise, in our coming to a point and place where we realize that to have the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation of all manners of chemicals and things in our bloodstreams. Yes, you used to smoke. Yes, you used to get high, but that stuff is still in your tissues. And so I'm wanting us to really go deeper, because the reality of this is that there is no success in capitalism and stupidity and the illogic of undermining oneself and treating oneself as a garbage can. And then thinking that because you have money, you've got nice things, you understand, you're able to pay your car note and pay your bills and have a good credit score, all of that. But your credit is with your creator. You understand? Your credit is with your creator and your angels and your guides and your ancients and whatnot. Those are the ones that you really need to be applying yourself to. You understand? You're not here under your own auspices. You are here to literally represent. You are here to shine. You're here to really be the evidence of the victory and the triumph of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, the integrity, the high ethic. And I'm just the one to remind us that I have not just been talking. I'm just not one who talks. You understand? Adama speaks, but I am speaking consistently to the issues of our liberation. I'm consistently addressing how do we have leverage over a system of oppression. You understand? Because as we are maturing, I didn't say get old. You ain't supposed to get no old in the realm of eternity. You understand? We should be maturing. We should be consistently unfolding and see the maturation of the core of our divinity blossoming into full expression as we are literally going through the cycles and seasons of our lives and being in the place and space where we are truly laying greater foundation for those who have come through us and those who have yet to come. But you have to have a vision. You have to have some degree of care for your legacy in terms of how you leave people, how you impact and affect people. Do you make them feel better? Or are they just glad to get away from you? You understand? I'm just saying, at this particular point in juncture, the time that you spend with yourself, the time that you spend in seclusion, in your solitude, is time that you get a chance to recreate yourself, the time that you do your woodshedding. And see, we're almost into spring now, and the spring is the new frequency, it's the new year, all right? Moving into Aries, Pisces is the end of the cycle. And we want you to be in a place, and happy solar return to all of us. And I celebrate my solar return on Monday, and I was born on a Monday, so this is significant for me. And I am grateful to be maturing, because so many of my generation have already fallen. So many of my generation have already made transition. So many of my generation have yet to realize that they could really be regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revivifying. And I'm wanting us to realize that that is the nature of what it is to dwell in the realm of eternity, is to realize that this absolute and supreme intelligence that animates us, that beats our hearts, that breathes us, has perfectly and divinely designed us to be regenerative, just as Mother Earth is regenerative. Just as the oceans and the waters and the streams, just as the earth and the creatures. When the animals and the dogs get ahead, get to something, you know, and they start feeling bad, they stop eating. You understand? They stop eating, or they'll go out and they forage and they start eating. I've seen my cats do it. They start eating the clover and the grass and whatever. They don't just be eating. They'll leave the other stuff alone. Say, no, we don't want that. You know, and I'll see them in the garden, I'll see them in the yard. And so we're having to learn how to stop eating. Because food is not only addictive, it is the root of our oppression. And are coming to a point and place where we realize that the worse it gets, the better it is for us. The worse it gets, the better it will be. Because at some point, you will stop reaching for that, which doesn't make any sense to eat it, because it's doing you absolutely no good. And that's the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, all of this stuff. And I call the weapons of mass destruction the tobacco, the alcohol, the white sugar, the pharmaceuticals, and whatnot. There are so many ones who are passing away because of the pharmaceutical abuse, you know, and they put people on all of these pharmaceuticals with really no concern about the contraindication of the pharmaceuticals and then the side effects from all of them. And so once you go down that rabbit hole, baby, you got to really charge yourself with the remembrance of the divinity and the sanctity of your life so that you are able to get off of it. But you've got to take in more life. You understand? It's about life. It's about that which animates you, that which charges your cells. You understand? So the bigger you are, the more nutritionally deficient you are. And so we have a population who are literally in starvation mode. And that starvation mode, physically, cellularly, creates desperation mode, fear and depression, insecurity, inhibition. You know, it becomes hard to employ people who are depressed. It's hard to employ people who are not knowing how to care for themselves. You understand? We have to come to a point and place where we are our own best friends. You understand? As opposed to you being your own inner you, the inner me. You understand? Your enemy is in you. And otherwise, when you realize, when the real I in you is truly activated, and you come to the real understanding that you dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and you have a direct connect unto it, but the blood has to be clean so that you have the capacity for exalted thought. The blood, the intracellular fluids, the lymph system has to be cleared and cleansed and charged so that you are able to receive the divine inspiration, the intuition, the activation of your abilities, your psychic abilities, your way of knowing. See, our way of knowing is not by virtue of the research that we do. Our way of knowing is not by virtue of what these ones say or what those ones says or what we heard over here and what we know. Our way of knowing is by virtue of the activation of our own faculties of knowing, which is the gift that God has given us to be in a direct line of light with the intelligence that is already in us and to be in a dynamic relationship with the intelligence that is all around us. And so many people think that everything that we need to know is in us. But the knowing that is in us is how to attune to the all there is so that we are able to receive more that wasn't in us. The faculties of knowing and being in communication with the all that is the gift for the activation, for the realizations, for the capacity for contemplation, meditation, and whatnot that allows us to come to know. It is in the knowing that really substantiates and qualifies the resubstantiation of the being. That's what liberation looks like, is that the intelligence of our being has been completely freed to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interests, always in the best interest of the whole, always promoting wholeness, never divisiveness, never undermining, never rebuking and revoking that which is the light and the truth. See, a lot of people do that. It's like you think that your opinions and your theories have greater weight and greater value and greater validity than the truth, but it does. That's why you're sick. You understand that you're following sick people. So in order to be well, you have to be well enough to commit to the light and commit to the truth and then be willing to shift and to change. But don't be so attached to the error of your way that you'd rather lose your toes, you'd rather lose your legs, you'd rather lose your arms and breasts and all of this than really accept correction. Accept more life into your vessel. You understand? But you got to get all of the other stuff out. And it's a daily process. But coming to this point and place where it matters to you, it has to matter to you, because if it don't matter to you, it really doesn't matter to anybody else. You understand? If it doesn't matter to you, it's not going to matter to anybody else. And for those who love you and see you consistently undermining yourself, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Don't be that selfish where those that you love, you just rather see them annoyed, want to distance themselves because they can't take you killing yourself. If we were not in a place in space where we have multi-trillion dollar billionaires who have invested so heavily in the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco industries, if we did not have corporations that have people who get up and go to work for them every day producing, manufacturing, and distributing that which has absolutely no nutrition and marketed to children, if we were in a place where the society and the education and the religious training, spiritual training, really trained us to really respect the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of all life, then we would definitely have heaven on earth. All right. And so that's what we have to create. I am here to really give and sow the seeds of the eternal order and the eternal government and the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet, because there really isn't anything that is guaranteed success. So if you want to be successful, then want to be that. If you want to be successful, then care to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. If you really want to be successful, then want to be able to get out that body as a living being as opposed to killing yourself and being dead. I don't even know if you can get out the body dead. That's the whole conundrum right there. Can you get out that body as a dead person? If you never turn the lights on in the temple, you understand? You didn't activate those spiritual centers and whatnot. You were anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, clouding, congesting, constipating, and all of that. Can you get out that body alive? Let's see. Let's see you try. Lay down right now and go. Get up and go. Get out. You understand? And so, we've got one life. It's an eternal life. They have us in a place where we're dissipating our life force. We're dissipating our life currency. We're wasting ourselves. And these bodies, our spacesuits, perfectly and divinely designed for this cosmic journey, are full of waste. And so you can get a pound or three of waste out of your system every day. Let's see, what the industry of weight loss, because 70% of Americans are now obese. You understand? I'm just saying that this is, and this includes youth and children. And I talk to people all the time who have never seen the truth of themselves. They were always heavy because they were always getting all of the mucus-producing foods, the eggs, the cheese, the breads, the flour products, and all of this paste and stuff is holding and binding those chemicals. So as we are progressing to the degree to which we care to know the truth, and then we care to incorporate the truth, then let us live in it and love it and come to a point where we can become ever more influential and impactful by virtue of it. But being in a place and space where you feel helpless and hopeless, that there isn't anything that you care to do, you want to listen, but you don't want to incorporate what I'm saying, where, no, your bowels are not moving once a week, they're moving once a week, maybe, you understand, then the cancer is forming. My experience with people is that the more constipated you are, the more acidity your body's holding, the less impactful your immune system will be. If you're not getting fresh fruit and vegetation and you're waking up and you're having pancakes and waffles and sausage and eggs and toast, and then you're having hot dogs and hamburgers and this and that, and then dinner you're having chicken and steak and all of this, and you do that for 365 days a year times 10, 12, 15, 20, 40, 50, 60 years, baby, then you are not living. And this is how the corporate deities of death have prospered, because the sowing of the seeds was for families and generations to do the same thing. You understand? So, you know, there are those who made a decision because their mothers and fathers smoked and drank that they would not smoke and drink. But other ones smoked and drank because their parents smoked and drank. You understand? And then the next generation not only smoke and drink, but then they cracked out. You understand? They shooting up. They doing all other things. And see, this is part of the conspiracy of the genocide to phase our lineages out of existence. So look at your family. Look at those who are close to you and see where they are in relationship to their own ability to love their lives with their whole body, heart, mind, with all of their might. See, this is how we love this intelligence that we refer to as God, with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, is to honor yourself, to honor your gift. That is your own presence. That is your life. And come to a point in place where you are no nonsense, no compromise, and you don't have to apologize for it. But see, when you are around people who are social animals, in the sense where all they want to do is eat and talk a bunch of garbage, you understand, watch the games and do all of this, and then you come back and you don't have the frequency for that anymore. You understand? And then they're going to ridicule you and talk about, oh, you going to eat some rabbit food. Girl, don't give me no rabbit food. Give me some meat. You understand? I mean, just the ignorance of it all. To realize that you are not a flesh eater. If you were a flesh eater, then you would have the energy to go out and kill. And not only would you have the energy to go out and kill, you'd be on that cow taking it down with your bare hands and your teeth. You understand? You are not a flesh eater. Stop it. And then you can't eat it unless it's peppered up and oiled up and salted up and lemon peppered. You got to put all kinds of things on it to make it taste good, because it is not good. And then by the time it's all preserved and all of that, and all them preservatives, those nitrates and nitrites, and the contraindication of all of these chemicals, and then you are smoking and all of those chemicals in those cigarettes, 140 chemicals in these cigarettes to make you addicted. You understand? I'm just saying, a system that licenses and certifies and degrees people to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood is a sick system. I don't give what they tell you. You understand? Sickness is all over the place. But we do not have to participate with it. And you can be freed from it. No matter where you are right now, I guarantee you that when you activate and remember the divinity of your being, and you accept the opportunity that you have to reclaim your life with your own voice and claim that I am completely cleared and cleansed, purified, I am renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated. I am this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that animates me, that beats my heart and breathes me. I accept redemption and the repair within every fiber of my being, with each and every breath. I am strong enough. I have the will. I am living to make a difference in this world. We have to put our and claim and commit our lives to light, to life, to law, to love yourself, to love yourself. You understand? So when people say, oh, sister, I love you, I'm saying, love me more by loving the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might. Love yourself more. You understand? I want you to love me. I do. I thrive in love, but I want you to love you. You understand? The real marriage is a marriage to life. A real marriage is bound by the laws of life. A real marriage is about that reverence and respect and the acceptance of the divinity with each and every breath. That's where real marriage starts there, when we are all there. And that marriage means that we are helpmates to one another. You understand? We're helpmates to one another. It has nothing to do, or very little to do, with sex. But the sexual exchange is a consummation. You understand? It's a consummation. So there's a merger and a marriage with that. And most people don't accept that. I say, are you married? No. You have children? Yes. Well, how can you not be married if you have children? Well, and I'm saying, well, well, what? is a merger that has taken place there. You understand? There's a writing on the wall of the merger of those lineages. So we can really come to a point where we accept the merger of the lineages and to cultivate the lineages in life, to cultivate those lineages in love, to cultivate those lineages in a care, to realize how much more responsibility you are able to accept and how much more brilliance you're able to bring into your life, how much more light there is available to you when you're committed to it, committed to honoring, committed to cherishing, committed to treasuring, committed to obeying. See, that disobedience and disregard and disrespect frequency, that thing will get you killed. You understand? You can't fight God. You understand? There used to be a play when I was a young girl called Your Arms Are Too Short to Box with God. And so you have to come to a point where you really, really care to be in alignment with the truth of yourself. And this period that we're in is a great time to make these new commitments to yourself. Absolutely. You got all of this planetary support for seeing the transition, the transformation, the transmutation of all of what has been bothering you, to come to a point where it's not even a concern because you are consciously caring to be well-founded and well-grounded in absolute truth, to be in a place and space where you can't be moved. You understand? You can bend and flow and flex with the wind. You understand? But you are not going to break here. There are a lot of ones who are broken. And I'm saying there's a lot of healing that needs to happen. And how dare us sit back and not take any responsibility for healing ourselves. And then try to have some other ones give to you something. Take a pill that's going to erase 30 years of violation that you yourself have gifted to yourself. And so I'm just saying there's no magic pill, but there is a process that will clear and cleanse and purify and facilitate the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the alkalization that is a necessity for cellular repair and regeneration, provided that you open up the channels of elimination, your lymph system, your sweating, perspiration, and opening up the elimination through your bowels. And to really flush, a lot of the prostate issues brothers are having is because of how much extra waste there is in their bodies. A lot of the womb issues sisters are having is because of all of the excess waste in the body. A lot of the cancer that is there is because of all of the waste that is in the body. So, no, we have to cleanse and we have to bring the earth into it, and the water and the sunshine and the good thoughts and the prayer and the gratitude and the thanksgiving and the forgiveness and the releasing and the letting go. You can't be spiritually constipated and then feel as though you're going to heal just because you're taking some herbs and you're taking some enemas. You understand, the whole point of the cellular liberation is to free your spirit, to clean the blood, to free your mind, to be in a place and space where you really are caring to walk the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits. But you want to take leadership in your life. You want to be in a place where you are concerned that you can do what is required of you, that you are able to really meet the requisites for being qualified for continuance in existence. You understand? Because there are so many ones who are being disqualified for continuance in existence. And you want to be in a place where that's not you.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
You want to be in a place where you are showing up, showing out, rising up, and taking and making this time work for you to dwell in the timelessness in this realm of eternity, living in the rainbow and clearing, cleansing, consecrating, renewing, and seeing the renewal with yourself. And so I'm so grateful and so thankful that you are listening, but that you're taking it into your spirit for wherever you are, particularly if you know that you need the healing, then to be about it. This is Adama, and you're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. Good night.